Joining us now to talk about the Cowboys' loss is the owner and general manager of the team. We say good morning to Jerry Jones.
Good morning, man.
Morning.
Good morning.
Well, you got to be disappointed.
I'm as disappointed as Hillary on election night. I tell you, I am pissed. I can't believe I fired my favorite redheaded stepchild for this. I mean, now I get that bloated Bluto Richard Jewell as head coach. I got him because he was supposed to be sports barn good. That's what it said on his resume. Sports barn good.
A lot of talk about the barn.
And he delivers that sorry performance. I tell you, with each passing day, he looks more and more like Shrek, doesn't he?
I don't know about that.
Which is a movie that I have to put on in the Mercedes every time I cart Jerry Jr. around. He loves that movie, Shrek.
Oh, does he?
Oh, my goodness, George. He loves Donkey more than a Tijuana stripper.
Hi-o.
That's his favorite character. Eddie Murphy doing
that
donkey. Yeah,
voice of the donkey, yeah.
He always asks me, Daddy, can jackasses really talk? And I say, well, let me turn it on Channel 8 Sportscast, and I'll prove to you they can.
That's pretty good follow-up there. Well, at least you got to see a nice stadium. That SoFi Stadium's pretty cool.
No, that place sucks. At least it will when I'm done with it.
What?
Did you see me with my grinchy grin during the anthem?
Yeah.
You know why I was grinning?
Why?
Because I'd just come up with a plan on how to sabotage their new stadium, so mine will be the best again.
What are you going to do?
Well, on the way out last night, I took the surge protector off the Jumbotron, so first lightning strike's going to fry that motherboard.
But don't get yourself in criminal trouble here. That doesn't sound like a good idea.
Notice I don't sing during the anthem.
Right. Yeah.
Because it always interferes with my evil grinning.
Okay, that's
hard to sing an evil grin at the same time. Plus, there's too many notes in the anthem right now. I swear when I was growing up, there's about 40 notes in it, and now there's over 700.
People take liberties with
they
it.
They take liberties,
yeah,
and they do.
And the they melody do. If you wanted to.
And they do.
Jerry, what was the worst part of the game for you?
Zeke's misspelled belly tattoo.
That was the worst part of the game?
That was the worst part, yeah. Yeah, that D just looked like a B to me. Yeah, I don't know why. It's a weird font. Weird font there. But it was either that or maybe it was Mike McCarthy wearing an A-cup mask on a D-cup face.
Stop focusing on that.
I can't help it, George. I just can't help it.
Well, speaking of Mike McCarthy, what about the fourth down three call at the 11-yard line?
Well, now, I do have to defend Coach Jewell on that. That was not Mike McCarthy's fault for us going for it on fourth and three.
Huh.
That was the Jones family fault.
How so?
Well, what happened was, for his birthday, the family pooled our resources together and gave Spalding a gift that he could call one play for the Cowboys offense during the season opener.
No. Well, why would it have to be that play?
And lo and behold, that's the one he chose. Just terrible. Just terrible.
Why
so that
not?
Was Spalding's fault. I know everyone was looking at it thinking, man, Coach McCarthy's calling a play just like a 13-year-old grandson would. And you're right.
Yes.
You're right.
Why not give Spalding like a second and one in the first quarter?
Well, it was his choice. See, he got to call whatever play he
whenever
wanted.
Whenever he said he wanted.
Whenever he said he wanted to use his gift, we had to honor it.
Yeah, well, he's played too much Madden.
And it just killed us.
Yeah. You know what else killed you was that offensive pass interference on Michael Gallup at the end of the game. I think I know your opinion of that.
Well, that's right. Worst call since Hitler invaded Poland.
Whoa.
And that's a historic claim. Very historic claim there.
Didn't think I'd get a Hitler answer there.
Not only was Gallup innocent of those callous charges that the referees brought against him, but he is owed an apology from the league this morning.
Wow.
He should be given the Roger Goodell Medal of Honor.
I don't think there is such a thing.
They don't have that. They don't have the Roger Goodell Medal of Freedom or Honor or something like that. Well, this league owes a debt of gratitude to Michael Gallup.
It's a bit of a stretch, I think.
A little bit of a stretch, but you have to understand, I am very, very drunk this morning. Extremely drunk.
Late flight back
last night,
I guess.
Late flight back, haven't slept, been drinking, still on my helicopter. Yeah, from my commute into work this morning. I'm still on the helicopter on the helipad. Blade's not running. I'm just sitting here drinking. too worn out to go into the office.
Oh, well, man. It's just one game, Jerry. Hang in there.
Well, I tell you what, I've got to get out of here and go get in my Mercedes and get Shrek going because we're heading out to Jerry Jr.'s first day of in-person learning.
Oh,
he's a little
okay.
nervous. He's a little
right.
nervous. Well,
good luck.
Okay. Good morning.
All right, good morning. There goes Jerry. After his team falls 20-17, he's having the worst time hanging up that phone. Rams 20, Cowboys 17.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.